Craig, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks.
Tell us what the Citizens Research Council does.
Yeah, we're about a 100-year-old organization. We've been following state and local government in the state of Michigan, really with an eye towards putting good quality public policy research in the hands of elected officials. So when it comes time to make tough decisions about budgets, about government organization, they can have some solid information at their disposal.
Do you lean right, left, you in the middle? Where are you?
Well, we're right down the middle. We're a nonpartisan, privately funded organization, so we don't take sides in the policy debates. We think that putting factual, objective information in the hands of elected officials will result in better government, more effective, efficient, accountable government in the state of Michigan. That's really been our mission for almost 100 years.
Well, the Citizens Research Council's put out a report, and it's your findings on how the governor has done with the budget. And what did the report show you?
Well, it's what the governor proposed back in February and through the appropriations process, what the legislature approved and then the governor signed. So both branches of government were involved in this. And basically what the governor proposed in February largely came to be as far as the next year's state budget. That's the budget that would start on October 1 and run through September 30th, 2012. Basically, he came into office and said, I've inherited a problem. It's a number of people to blame for that problem in terms of the deficit that was there. A lot of it had to do with past practice. Some of it had to do with changes in our economy, but I'm going to tackle this problem head on. And he proposed a budget that balanced the amount of revenue that the state was going to have for the next 12 months with the spending, and didn't try to raid any cookie jars, rely on any one-time sources of revenue to do that. And the legislature largely went along with that plan.
So, in a nutshell, the report for the 2012 budget confirms that Rick Snyder and lawmakers did what they set out to do. According to the report, tax and other changes have reshaped the fiscal landscape, but that the decade ruled on billions in one-time funding sources to keep the state in the black in the face of declining revenues. Is that accurate, you think?
I think that's accurate. For your listeners, it's important that to know that, you know, the governor proposed a major overhaul of our tax structure, beginning with the business tax in the state of Michigan. It netted a fairly substantial tax cut for businesses in the state of Michigan. Some of that revenue loss was offset with an increase in income tax, and so individual income taxpayers are going to be seeing larger tax bills in the hole, some more than others. And this is the pension tax that'll be taking effect next year. And that really established the new revenue base for the spending decisions. And there's been some significant sacrifice with those spending decisions. Again, relying on those one-time revenues in the past and not being available going forward, something had to give. And so a number of cuts were made in the budget, notably cuts in K-12 education, higher education, some human service programs, and these are going to affect people who rely on those appropriations, school districts, universities, and some of our neediest individuals in the state.
Anything surprise you about the report?
Well, it does kind of mark a turning point in the way the state's dealt with its finances. We've been basically putting off paying some bills that are going to come due in the future in terms of liabilities for promises we've made to state employees for their health care when they retire. And that bill had been growing substantially year over year, and this budget put some money aside. So it's not only looking in the near term and getting the books balanced for the near term, it's also looking out and saying we've got this huge liability. And that's, you know, again, that comes at the expense of putting those dollars into programs that could fund things today, but it's probably the prudent thing to do.
And I think something that you show on the website about the report, that the tax changes have established a smaller financial base.
That's correct. I mean, there's a net tax cut in the plan of about $200 million. Again, a fairly substantial tax shift from direct taxes that businesses would pay, because we're getting rid of the Michigan business tax and putting in its place a flat corporate income tax, and then increasing taxes or removing exemptions for things like pensions, changing our some property tax credits that are involved in the income tax as well.
We've been talking with Craig Field. He is the Director for State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council. And Craig, should anyone want to read this report, where can they go?
We're online entirely at www.crcmich.org. All of our research is there for free for download.
All right, Craig, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Tony.